you realize you don't know what it's going to be like because you've never been there before.
你们都喜欢旅游吗？在准备旅游的时候，你们都会想个问题：这个地方我没去过，不知道会怎么样的。
You're not sure if there will be somebody there to meet you and who it would be.
不知道是不是有人来接你，会是怎么样情形？
And you're not sure how people will receive you when you get there.
也不知道别人会怎么来接待你。
A number of years ago, in 1991,
在几年前91年的时候
，I took a group of American students to Russia on a missions trip.
这牧师带了一群美国学生去Russia 俄国去旅游。Sorry.
The former USSR had just recently thrown off communism, and there was a great openness to Christianity there in their country.
俄国那个时候共产主义政的岛刚刚倒闭这国家刚开始打开欢迎外国人来。
And I'd never been to Russia. And as we began to fly to Russia, I began to get a little nervous and started asking these same questions.
牧师从来没去过俄国非常紧张就开始要问很多问题。
I'd grown up all my life where Russia was our enemy as an American.And you know, I knew that they didn't allow people to come in and talk about Jesus or to hand out Bibles.
牧师从小长大受教育就是俄国是我们的敌人，所以他心里比较紧张。
And they especially didn't like Americans.
他们特别不喜欢美国人。
And so here I'm coming to Russia, and I'm wondering, what will it be like when I get there?
这牧师到了俄国以后就想会是怎么样的呢？
I wondered, will they let me in?
他们会让他进去。
When they find out I'm a Christian and I want to bring Bibles to the people in Russia.
如果政府知道他是那个什么基督徒，会不让他进入这个国境。
And I wondered who's going to meet me at the airport.
谁会去在机场接他呢？
This was the time before cell phones and texts and emails.
在那年代没有那个那个短讯，也没有那个手机。
So we'd had a long conversation one day on the phone with a man who worked in a Christian ministry there, and he was supposed to meet us at the airport.
这个牧师跟那个在俄国负责这个宣教施工的一个基督徒，谈了很久，看看怎么样接待他们。
But we boarded this plane with those questions in our minds.
所以在下飞机时候，牧师和学生们一大堆问题。
I believe those are the same questions.That we often ask about heaven when we think about heaven.
牧师相信这也是我们对天堂、天家有同样很多很多的问题。
What will it be like?
会是什么样子呢？
I've never been there before.
从没去过。
Will I be accepted if I show up at heaven? Will they let me in?
我被接受吗？我可以进去吗？
And who's going to be there to meet me?
谁会在那里接待我呢？
Will I see people that I know?
我会看到认识的人吗？
Will I meet the apostles and people from the Bible?
会看到很多在圣经里的人物吗？
What will heaven be like?
真是不知道什么样的情形。
So I want to look for a few minutes with you this afternoon and trying to answer some of those questions.
这个下午时候就会要解答这些问题。
One of the greatest things that we learn about heaven, first of all, is that God is preparing a place for you there.
这是关于这个天家天堂最美好的地方，就是神已经为我们预备好了这个去处。
Jesus talked about this in the book of John, chapter 14.
耶稣在约翰福音里面的十四章为我们说这些话。
John 14, 1-3, he says this, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
约翰福音十四章一到四节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父 父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
2,000 years ago, Jesus walked into our house.
2,000 年前，耶稣来到我们家。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成肉身。
God came to earth, and Mary and Joseph prepared a place for him.
住在我们这地球上来，为我在地球上，神为他预备一个地方。
They prepared a place in their hearts because they weren't even married yet.And then Mary conceived this child. And so they had to trust God and allow him to come in to their lives.
所以神就在玛利亚的心里准备地方，就让她再来相信神。
They didn't have a specific house for him to live in. And they were off in Bethlehem having this census. And so the only place that was really prepared...For Jesus was this little manger of hay and straw.
可是神他并没有预备一个大房子，也没有很好的地方让他们住，只是预备一个马棚，让耶稣在那里诞生。
But imagine Jesus now, not as a baby, not as just a man, but Jesus as God in heaven preparing a place for us.
就想象现在 Jesus 也不是个婴孩，也不是一个人，而是一个神在天堂为我们准备一个很好的去处。
Just like God prepared the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve, and He's prepared this whole world for you and I to live in, He's preparing heaven for you specifically.
就像神在为我们在为那个Adam 和 Eve 准备了一个伊甸园，这个耶稣基督也在为我们准备一个天堂的去处。
Jesus isn't just saying this to the whole group, like there'll be a place up there for you somewhere. He's saying it to each individual. I am preparing a place for you in my Father's house in heaven, your real home.
耶稣对我们大家说：“你们每一个人，我都为你们准备了很详细的住处，你们要相信。”
So let's look at some of the descriptions that God gives us about heaven. And we're going to do that in the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
好，我们看一下圣经在启示录二十一章。
The first thing that God tells us through the Apostle John in this vision that he gives John, and then John wrote the book of Revelation,
So, 耶稣告诉这个使徒约翰，就他写的这个二十一章。
He says in verse 1 of chapter 21, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. There was no longer any sea.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
There's a first heaven.And there's a new heaven.
这是一个天堂，也是一个新的天堂。
So if you were to die today, where would you go?
如果今天你过去了，你会去哪里呢？
You'd go to the first heaven.
你去第一个天堂。
Because the new heaven isn't created yet.
这新天堂还没有没有预备好呢，没准备好呢。
We know for a fact that the Bible speaks repeatedly of what happens to people who follow Jesus when they leave this life.
就我们经常会提问自己，就是很多问题，我们离开这世上以后会去哪里呢？如果能跟随耶稣基督，会去哪里？
People who place their faith in God go to be with Him immediately to heaven.
我们很相信神，就是如果我们离开这世界以后，会跟神去天堂。
The prophet Elijah in the Old Testament was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire.
在旧约里面说，这些使徒们都会这样被一团火一样接到天堂去。
King David in the Old Testament, when he lost his little baby son who died, he said, I will go to be with him when I die.
大卫王，他的小婴孩死掉的时候，他就说，我要跟我的孩子在天堂碰面。
The thief hanging on the cross next to Jesus when he was crucified placed faith in Jesus, and Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise.
那个小偷被钉死在十字架，在耶稣旁边那个小偷，耶稣告诉他，今天你就会跟我在一起。
The Apostle Paul, he's sitting in this Roman jail and he's writing a letter to the Philippian Christians. He says, it's better for me to die because I'm going to go be with Christ.
这个使徒Paul就说，我宁愿死了，因为我可以跟那个耶稣在一起。
So there's a very strong certainty that if you're a follower of Jesus, that when you die at this point, you go to be with him in heaven.
所以很确切的可以说是，如果我们是离开这世界以后，我们可以跟随耶稣去天堂。
What John describes here, and it's described several places in the Bible, is that when Jesus comes back to judge the earth at some point in time, he will create a new heaven and a new earth at that point.
耶稣就说，当他回到世界上来再审判这世界的时候，他会再重新设立另外一个天堂。
Right now, those who follow Christ experience the fullness of God and the fullness of heaven.
现在的使徒就可以去探索这个天堂的所有的一些美好的东西。
But just like at some point in time, there will be an iPhone 26 and an iPad 18.
可能在天堂有时候，不知道什么时候也会有这个iPad和这个iPhone。
There will be a new and improved version of heaven also when Jesus returns.
当主再来的时候，这个天堂会更美好，崭新的，美好的。
John goes on in verse 2 to describe it as saying, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
21章第2节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇整装整齐，等候丈夫。
Many of you here were brides.
这是欢迎那个新娘出来。
I'll bet every one of you looked beautiful on your wedding day.
Yeah, 新娘的时候都看起来非常的漂亮美丽。
I've performed 50 marriages.
牧师已经主持了15个婚礼。
I've never seen an ugly bride yet.
所有的新娘都是非常美丽的。
They all look beautiful. They all spend great amounts of time and energy in preparing themselves for the bridegroom.
他们所有花了很多时间精力在准备这个婚礼。
And God gives us this picture, like a beautiful bride on her wedding, that here comes heaven for us.
神就为我们预备这样一幅画面，就像一个美丽的新娘在等着我们。
There's an interesting twist here because many times in Scripture we are called the bride of Jesus. Christians are.
有趣的是，我们基督徒也被称为是耶稣基督的新娘新妇。
Here he's picturing this holy city, a new Jerusalem, as the bride of Christ.
这里讲新耶路撒冷是耶稣的新娘。
But it's because we are the people in that city. It's not the city that's important, it's the people who are now in relationship with God, living with him for eternity, that are his bride.
Yeah, 因为这个人，我们是住在这个新耶路撒冷城里面的，这个城跟神就是很好的关系，是我们跟神的一种关系。
We go on in verse 3, and John says, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
So one of the greatest things we see about heaven is that we are there enjoying God forever.
最美好的事情就是在天堂里面，我们可以一起与神同享同乐。
I'm not sure what your view of God is, how you grew up believing in God or not.
我不知道对你们对神的看法是怎么样的，是什么样一个画面。
Many of the people I've met, even a woman I talked to this morning after our church service here.
今天早上牧师跟一个太太讲话，就他们今天早上的那个正道之后，一个妇女。
She told me she grew up Catholic, and her view of God was one that was very strict. He was the judge. He was the one you wanted to avoid.
这个太太就是她的是基督不是是天主教徒出身，她的那对神的那个想象就是她非常的严厉，很严谨，很严厉。
She never understood until she read the Bible that God actually wanted a relationship with her.
她读圣经以后才发现，哦，神是这样的，她就很愿意去跟神有很亲密的关系。
When I think of enjoying the presence of God forever, I think it will be awesome.And amazing and scary and comforting all at the same time.
他牧师一想到要与神一起同在的时候，就那感觉是说不出来，又是很美好，又很奇妙，又有点害怕。
He's the holy, eternal creator of the whole universe. I think we're going to be a little bit nervous being around him at first.
神是这个永恒世界的创造者，他永远都在这里。
But he didn't just create the heavens and the stars, he created you.
他不仅创造天地、星星、月亮，还创造了你。
He wants a relationship with you so badly that he sent his only son to die for you.
他很愿意跟你，我们都建立个人的关系，他甚至将他的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们，为我们死在十字架上。
Jump ahead to verse 6, he gives us another glimpse of what this will be like to enjoy him forever.
看到第六章可以看到这个神对我们的关系是怎么样，是怎么天堂是怎么样的一个图画。
He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life."
第六节，他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽。我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
Whatever you hunger and thirst for in life, God wants to satisfy that, and He'll satisfy it in eternity as we enjoy Him forever.
对你对生命有那么饥渴的时候，神就会满足你这个愿望，与神永远同在，永远享受神。
The Bible actually speaks more about the things you won't find in heaven than the things that you will find in heaven.
这圣经里告诉我们，对圣经很多我们觉得想象不到的事情东西，圣经都告诉我们了。
Sometimes when we think about heaven, when we see movies or pictures about heaven,
如果谈起这个天堂，我们就想到电影上看那些画面。以为这就是天堂。
What are some of the most popular images that people have that they think things that are going to be in heaven?
你们觉得什么样是最比较流行那种关于天堂的画面呢？
Yeah, I'd actually like some responses. So he raised his hand. What's going to be in heaven according to all the movies and the artists? Harps. Very good.
竖琴的那个画面，天堂里有着竖琴。OK.还有什么其他人就是
harps in heaven, and the Bible says no.
没有
no harps in heaven.
没有竖琴
I hope there will be guitars in heaven. I like to play the guitar.
好像没有吉他，虽然牧师很喜欢吉他。
What else do the movies and the pictures say we're going to have in heaven?
就所有那些故事啊、电影啊，讲那些天堂画面是怎
么样的。You got one in the back? He raised his hand. Huh?
没有，他没有举手，你没有举手吗？没有举手。
What's he say?
He didn't raise his hand.
Oh, you didn't raise your hand. Okay. This is like an auction. You better not move right now or I'll point to you. How about clouds? Anybody get a picture of clouds? People floating around on clouds in heaven? The Bible says no clouds in heaven. It never says that. Babies floating, cherubs, yes. I 100% believe there will be babies in heaven. I believe every baby who's ever been aborted and every baby who's ever been miscarried will be in heaven because they did not have the ability to consciously refuse God. But I don't think they're going to have wings, and I don't think they're going to be floating around on clouds.
我很相信这个天堂有很多很多各样很多 babies， 因为那些都是很早离开这个世界的那些 baby 们，但他们没有翅膀，不是那种小天使。
I think this guy really does have his hand up back here. What else?
What?
Gold. Yes.
羔羊，金子啊，gold.
And that answer is actually correct because you do picture gold, and we'll read about it in just a minute. There's lots of gold in heaven. Okay. Quiz is over. This is good, though. Thank you for your answers. Let's look at the things that won't be in heaven besides clouds and cherubs and harps. All right? Revelation 21:4.
第四节.
God says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away.
21章第4节, 神要擦去他们一切的眼泪, 不再有死亡, 也不再有悲哀, 哭号, 疼痛, 因为以前的事都过去了。
No more wiping away of tears. Tears come from pain, and oftentimes we have scars in our life.
不再擦眼泪，因为我们，因为疼，眼泪是从疼痛来的，因为我们的生活中有很多难处，有的时候会流泪。Things
happen to you, sometimes because of your poor choices, sometimes because of somebody else that does something harmful or evil to you.
有眼泪，很多时候是一个是自己不小心做的事儿，另外是别人对你做了一些很不好的事情。
And those events bring pain into our life.
这就是我们生活中有不同程度的大大小小的伤害，疼痛。
Sometimes when we have an accident physically, we have a physical scar on our body to show that you know we had this injury.
Yeah, 我们身体上也很多各种各样的一些伤害，比如说还有些伤痕，你可以给别人看一看，这是从其他的受伤的情况，也会有眼泪。
But most of the people who I have met over the years also have emotional scars in their life from things that have happened to them in life.
很多人内心里会有伤痕，从他们的生活经历中也有些疼痛。
God said all that will be gone when you're in heaven.
神说这一切都不再有，都过去了。
Whatever bad choices you made, whatever evil was done to you, whatever painful things have happened to you that have scarred you emotionally, that you still carry around today, those things will be gone in heaven.
那些不好的选择也好，或是别人伤害你也好，内心的、身体上的所有这些伤痕都会过去了，不再有。
Many of you know Billy Graham, the great evangelist.
大家都可能知道的Billy Graham，他是一个很好的传道人。His
daughter is named Anne Graham, and she wrote a wonderful book about heaven.
他的女儿Anne Graham写了一本书，是关于天堂的书。In
it, she describes some of the things that won't be there when God says He'll wipe out evil from the face of the universe.
他在书里写了很多，就是说在天堂里不再有这些悲伤、悲哀的东西。
He says it this way, there will be no more pain or hospitals or death or funerals.
在书里写着，他说不再有仇恨，敌意，葬礼。
Or grief or walkers or canes.
也是悲哀疼痛，还有那个拐杖。
You can blame me for this part. You can read on.
Oh, sorry.
There will be no more suicide bombers or fiery infernos.
不再有那个自杀的那些人，还有一些很就是战争。
No more broken homes or broken hearts.
不再有破碎的心和破碎的房屋。
No more broken lives or broken dreams.
不再有破碎的生命和一些破碎的梦。
There will be no more mental retardation or physical handicaps.
不再有智力上的一些迟钝和身体上的一些残疾。
Muscular dystrophy or multiple sclerosis.
肌肉的萎缩和一些其他的这些疾病。
Blindness or lameness, deafness or sickness.
瞎眼或是瘸腿，耳聋或者是生病。
There won't be any more Parkinson's disease or heart disease.
不再老年痴呆症或是心脏病。
Diabetes or arthritis.
糖尿病或是关节炎。
Cataracts or paralysis.
就是这白内障没那张。
I'm sorry.
白内障还有另外就是身体麻痹的这种。
No more cancer and no strokes and no more AIDS.
对，不再有癌症和那个中风和。
No more guns in school.
学校里不会有枪。
Or car bombs.
不会有那个车的炸弹。
Or terrorists.
恐怖主义者。
Or missiles.
导弹。
Or air strikes.
空袭。
No more war.
不再有战争。
There's many things that will be missing from heaven.
天堂有这些都不会有。
But we won't miss them.
但是在世界这个地上，我们就会有。
All of the results of sin and evil in our world will be gone.
在这世上所有的罪和恶都会过去。
Then John says there's something else that will be missing in heaven.
还有那个约翰还说在天堂里还有其他东西也不会有。
Look at verse 8.
第八节。
Of Revelation 21 to see that. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里。这是第二次的死。
What John says is that sin and those who practice sin as a lifestyle apart from Christ will not be in heaven.
约翰就是说是如果你犯罪的做这些事的话就会与神隔绝不会进入天堂。
They will be assigned to this fiery lake of burning sulfur, which the Bible notes as other places as hell.
这个燃烧着硫磺的火湖的在圣经里面就是地狱。
And you can never understand or appreciate the majesty and the mercy of heaven unless you contemplate the alternative of hell.
你真的是不会永远不会理解这个神的怜悯，如果你不知道这个火湖这地狱是什么样的。
I did a whole sermon about hell last week for our congregation. If you're interested in hell, you could go to our church website and listen to that sermon on a podcast.
这牧师给他们的教会前两个星期讲了，就关于这个地狱的一些主题。如果你们感兴趣的话，可以去他们网站看一下。
But it's important to consider the reality of life apart from Jesus, and what that entails for those who don't have Jesus in their life.
真是好好考虑一下，如果生活中没有耶稣的话，会是一种什么样的生活
？When you know Christ and you have a view of what heaven will be like, it changes your perspective on dealing with things in this life.
如果你知道有的天堂有耶稣，那你对你在生活中的很多观念都会改变， 为人行事可能都不一样啊。
When you contemplate the majesty and the wonder of heaven, you all of a sudden realize that that's your real home, not here.
当你在思考这个天家的时候，神的国度的时候，你就会相信你的家，最终家不是在地上，而是在天上。
There was a woman named Dorothy who was in a church I pastored a number of years ago.
他们教会有一个人叫 Dorothy， 几年前过世了。
She was an elderly woman, and she contracted a very painful and devastating form of cancer.
她年纪很大，生了一种就是癌症，致命的癌症。
The cancer just racked her body, and she was in deep pain for a number of months.
这癌症给她就造成了就是很大的疼痛，她就是痛不欲生的感觉。
I remember visiting with her one time, and she actually wanted to plan her memorial service with her.
有一次牧师看到她，Dorothy 就告诉她，能不能给她准备一些那个哀思仪式、追思仪式。
And she told me at that time, she said, "Pastor, I'm so ready to go to heaven because I realize that that's my real home, and I've lived a full life, and I'm ready to go meet Jesus at this point in my life."
他对那个牧师说，我真的是很准备好了，我随时可以去天堂，那才是我真正的家。
Having that heavenly perspective changes the way you view the things of this world.
真的是我们对天堂有这个概念以后，在这个世上的一些很多观念就会改变。
Before we read another passage about that describes what heaven is really going to be like, I want to change the focus of the sermon a little bit by playing a song for you right now.
现在大概先放一首歌给大家听，关于这个天堂的歌。
We have the lyrics to the song that are going to be up on the screen here.
有这歌词在屏幕上。
And it's a song by a Christian songwriter named Stephen Curtis Chapman.
是基督徒写的一首歌。
It's called Going Home for Christmas. And you'll read the story as you read the lyrics as he sings it. Let this speak to your heart.
The house was where the family gathered every Christmas Eve. A feast was on the table and gifts were placed beneath the tree.Everything was picture perfect. Grandpa would laugh and say, "That woman spends a whole year getting ready for this day." One year the leaves began to fall and her health began to fade. We moved her to a place where they could watch her night and day.She kept making plans for Christmas from her little room. She told everyone, "I'll miss you, but I'll be leaving soon. I'm going home for Christmas, and I'm going home to stay."Nothing's gonna keep me away. And I'll be with the ones I love to celebrate the Savior's birth. This gift will be worth more to me than anything on earth. I'm going home. Outside have fallen to be covered by the snow. The family comes with food and gifts, and Grandpa comes alone. There's a sadness in our silence as the Christmas story's read, and with tears Grandpa reminds us of the words that Grandma said.
Maybe you have a loved one that has already gone home for Christmas, has gone home to be with the Lord.
也许你家里有相亲相爱的人已经离开这世界和耶稣在一起了，进入天堂。
One of the greatest hopes of heaven, and I've had, you know, some painful times of burying many beloved friends in funerals. But the greatest hope of heaven is to know that for those who follow Jesus, we're going to see each other again, and we'll live for eternity together.
在我们在埋葬自己的很多亲人的时候，很悲伤的时候，这个天堂就给我们带来很大的希望。
Maybe that song will be your song someday as well.
这就是希望也成为这个歌曲也成为你们的歌曲。
The rest of Revelation 21 goes into great detail about what this heavenly city might be like.
二十一章还其他地方描写了很多天堂是怎么样的。
It tells us there will be streets of gold and that there will be this massive city, 1,400 miles square.
这是城子里有很多金子，然后很巨大，大概有1,400 英里的高长宽。
The walls will be 200 feet thick. There will be giant gates of pearls.
这个墙有大概有12个 mile 那么厚，还有每个有珍珠做的城门。
You see a variety of precious gems that are incorporated into the whole building structure there.
有各种各样的宝石来装饰这个城。
And what we see is just a glimpse of what that will be like because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And this is just one part of that.
这只是一个很简单的描述，就是让我们看到这神这么这个天国这么美好，那新的天国会更美好。
John goes on and describes it even further in Revelation 22.
这个二十二章会描述的更详细一些。
He talks about trees there and a river flowing through the city and trees bearing fruit. He talks about us reigning with God forever.
二十二章就讲到城里面有那些生命的河，还有一些生命的树，结果子的树。
You get the idea that we'll be caretakers of this new heaven and new earth, just as Adam was placed in the garden to care for it. And this work will be work as it was intended, work that actually is enjoyable and is good to do.
在天堂里也有管理的人，就像那个 Adam 管理的伊甸园一样，这是一个很有意义的工作，也是个很享受的工作。
And we will worship. We'll worship with the angels. We'll worship God.
我们也会敬拜和天使们一起来敬拜神。
If God has given us nature, if He's given us relationships with people, if He's given us healthy bodies that can enjoy things like sports and the arts, it just makes sense that many of those things will continue in this new heaven and new earth. And if they don't, what we are able to do will be far grander and greater than this earth.
如果神在这个世界上给我们一个自然界，给我们一个很好的身体，让我们来能够来个享受各种各样的运动啊，其他娱乐节目。那么神在天堂给我们预备更好的东西，比这要好的很多很多。
This is a little bit what it's like. We've talked about who's going to be there. How do I know I'm going to get in? That's the third question.
下一个问题就是我们怎么样才能进入天国？
John wrote another book that's in the Bible. It's called 1 John.
约翰写的另外一本书就是约翰一书。
Comes right before Revelation.
在那个启示录前面。
And 1 John 5:13.
约翰一书五章十三节。
He says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
How do you get into heaven? You believe in the name of the Son of God.
怎么才进入天国呢？你就是要相信神儿子的名的人，你就做神，相信神儿子。
Jesus said it very specifically. He said, "To all who receive me, to all who believe me, I'll allow you to become a child of God."
耶稣很详细地告诉我们，只要相信我，接待我，我就会让你们成为我的儿女，可以接受神。
It's believing that Jesus is God, that He came because we needed Him to come and pay for our sins, all of our disobedience to God.
如果我们真的是很相信耶稣基督为我们罪死在十字架上，我们就可以来接受他，那也可以。
It's believing that only through faith in Christ will we be forgiven by God.
正是因为这种信，才能让我们的罪得到赦免。
And then it's receiving that gift of forgiveness from Him.
然后我们接受这个神饶恕我们这个礼物。
And receiving Him as the leader of your life.
然后接受他成为我们这个生命的主，生活的主宰。
I'll close with a story that to me really illustrated the idea of how we gain entrance into heaven.
最后一个故事讲我们怎么样才能进入天堂。
There's a little boy in London, England. This is a true story. It happened, a long time ago.
这是在英国伦敦发生的一件真实的故事。
And he heard that a great preacher from America, Dwight L. Moody, was going to come and preach in England. And Dwight L. Moody was a very famous person throughout the world.
一个小男孩知道有一个传道人，一个很有名传道人要来英国传道。
This boy said, "I want to go see Dwight L. Moody preach." And he walked all the way across the city of London to this large church where Pastor Moody would be preaching that night.
他就说小男孩就说我真是很想看到这个传道人让看到他穿过这个伦敦的城市，然后去到那个教会里。
He came up to the church. He was on top of a hill, and he began to walk up the hill. And the sun was setting, and it was shining through the stained glass windows. It just looked absolutely beautiful.
他看到他爬就是像个小山丘一样的到了那个教会教堂的里面，然后太阳正好照在那个玻璃上面，反射出来的美丽的光芒，非常那个美丽的景象。
He listened to the voices of the people worshiping God within the church.
他听到教会里面那些基督徒们来敬拜神的声音。
He couldn't wait to get inside. He ran up the stairs and he put his hand on the door of the church to open the door.
他实在等不及了，就打开门。
Just at that point, a large hand reached and grabbed his shoulder and pulled him back.
正在那个时候，一只大手把他抓住他肩膀，把他拉回来。
This very stern-faced looking usher said, "Where are you going, boy?"
有一个很一脸严肃的招待员就说你要去哪里。
He told him that he'd come all the way across the city to see Dwight L. Moody.
他说他从城市另一端跑过来就是要看这个牧师。
The usher looked him up and down. He noticed that his hair hadn't been brushed, and his clothes were dirty, and his face was dirty, and he wasn't even wearing shoes. His clothes were kind of tattered.
这个招待就看到他头发也没梳，衣服也没穿整齐，鞋子也脏脏的。
The usher said, "You don't look good enough to get into this church."
你看起来实在是太不整齐了，不能进去。
The boy was just heartbroken, and he was determined to find a way in. He went running around the building, and he tried every window and every door, but they were all locked.
这个小男孩真的很伤心，不让他去，他就想办法要进去，就试了所有的窗户，看看能不能爬进去。
Finally, in just total despair, he just broke down. He sat down on the entranceway stairs, and he was just crying his eyes out.
后来实在绝望了，进不去，所以坐在外面的台阶上大哭起来。
At that moment, a carriage pulled up And a very distinguished looking man got out and began to walk up the doors to the church.
很奇怪的是有一个人就出来走出教会。
He noticed the boy on the ground. He looked down and said, "What's wrong, son?"
他看到那小男孩就说你怎么了为什么要哭呢
The boy told him he wanted to try to get in, but he couldn't.
小男孩就告诉他他想进来但是进不来
This man said, "Well, take my hand, place your hand in mine." And the boy did that.
这个大人就说你抓住我的手吧跟我来
Together, they walked up to the door, and the door is open for them.
然后他们就一起朝门走去这门 自己就自动打开了
They walked into the church, they walked all the way down the aisle.
他们就慢慢的一直向前走一直走到前台
The boy sat down in the front pew.
这小男孩就坐在最 前排座位
And the man got up and began to preach.
然后这个大人就走上前台上然后就开始正道
Because that was Dwight L. Moody himself.
那这个就是这个牧师这个大人就是这个牧师
In that story, as in heaven, there is one way to get in. You can try all the doors, you can try all the windows, you can try all the methods that people do to try to get to heaven on their own.
那又回到这个天堂来就是你不管想尽所有的办法窗户啊门啊什么都想试试能不能进来
When you place your hand in the hand of Jesus, he walks us in.
那你只有你当把自己的手放在耶稣的手上后耶稣能带你进来
I know most of you have probably done that here.
也许很多人已经开始这样做了
If there's someone here today that hasn't, perhaps you've never placed faith in Jesus. You know that this is a place you want to spend eternity. You believe that he came for you. I want to pray for you this afternoon.
如果还没有真是很相信他，没有接受他的话，那牧师就会为你祷告。
The rest of us know this, that Jesus is preparing a place for you.
我们大家都知道耶稣基督为我们在天上准备预备了一个地方。
And as he is preparing a place for you in heaven, he's also preparing you for heaven right now.
为我们在天上准备了一个去处就是在天堂里面每个人都有自己的地方。
Let's pray and ask him to apply his words to our life today. Lord God, we thank you for the amazing hope of heaven.
是主，我们感谢你给我们这么样奇妙的盼望在天堂里面。
We thank you that it's possible for us to have our sins be forgiven.
感谢你来赦免我们的罪。
It's possible for us to know you and to enjoy you in a relationship for eternity.
在天堂里可以与你同在同享同乐有跟你美好的关系。
It's possible for us to spend that eternity in heaven with all those who've gone before us and perhaps those who will come after us that know you as well.
在天堂里可以享受永恒的生命
God, help us to have this perspective of heaven as we struggle through the trials of life today.
主啊，帮助我们在这世界上碰到各种试探与难处的时候，就让我们记住这个天堂。
To remember that this home here is just a temporary home. This is not our real home.
我们记住，在世上这是我们暂时的去处，在天堂才是我们真正的家。
And God, if there's any here that don't know you today, I pray with them.
那些还不是很明白的人，我这是为你们祷告。
Lord Jesus, I believe that you're God.
主啊，耶稣基督，你是成为你们的主。
I believe that you came and you died for my sin.
我相信你来这个世上为我们的罪而死。
That I could be forgiven and that I could know you and live with you forever.
让罪得赦免， 能够让我与你同在，永远同同享。
Come into my life and lead my life.
进入我的心，带领我的生命。
Give me all I need to follow you every day.
让我每天能够跟随你。
Continue to prepare me for heaven.
让主预备我进入天国。
And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.